Bahamas.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Bahamas extends a warm welcome to the delegation of our sister CARICOM state, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, led by Her Excellency Rhonda King, Permanent Representative to the United Nations. We thank Ambassador King for her comprehensive presentation and commend the delegation for its active and constructive engagement in this important process. In spite of the inherent capacity constraints faced by the nation of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, a fellow small island developing state, the efforts of the country in promoting and protecting the rights of its people are indeed commendable. The Bahamas considers to be particularly noteworthy the extensive and progressive efforts toward ensuring the right to education for all, including through the school feeding program, book loan scheme, and tertiary level student loan program. Further, the success of the program to reintegrate teenage mothers into the school system, recognized as a regional best practice, is certainly laudable. The Bahamas is also encouraged by achievements such as the enactment of comprehensive domestic violence legislation, inclusion of training in human rights in general and gender-based violence in particular in the curriculum of the Vincentian Royal Police Force, the construction of a new correctional facility which is in conformity with the Mandela Rules, the priority accorded to poverty eradication through the Zero Hunger Challenge Initiative, and the resilience evinced in efforts to ensure adequate housing despite the impacts brought about by natural disasters. The Bahamas recommends that St. Vincent promotes public awareness and education on provisions under the new Domestic Violence Act of 2015 and seeks and avails itself of international technical assistance opportunities in training, data collection, and analysis to support national reporting under the international human rights instruments. The Bahamas wishes St. Vincent and the Grenadines every success in this UPR process.